Let's take a look at the issues surrounding rural broadband, which I mentioned to you just a few minutes ago. The Scottish Rural Action Council have released a report on the failure to effectively roll out fast speed broadband in Scotland. The report highlights how rural communities and rural businesses continue to suffer because of the failure of Scottish Government policy, despite spending millions of pounds so far. Well, earlier I spoke to Amanda Burgar, who's chair of the Scottish Rural Action.
We were very excited, if we'll go back to August 2012, when the Community Broadband Scotland initiative was announced. And that was when Scottish Government provided £5 million as a start-up fund to help rural communities set up their own broadband projects. And one of the things that the report has brought out is that 4 years later, that £5 million has not been spent. In fact, 2.1 million of it has been spent. But actually, the money that's been spent has connected 1,022 properties.
For the ones that don't have access to superfast broadband, what do they actually have? What is the picture, particularly in rural parts of the country?
The kind of connectivity they've got is really quite limiting. And I live in an area where I've only got half a meg download speed. And so I totally understand the problems of having to get your husband to shut down his computer because you need to be online for a Skype call. We can't do video conferencing. But those are the kinds of things that prohibit rural businesses from expanding.
Well, let's talk about the business angle at the moment. You've clearly explained the impact it could have on a domestic household, but nevertheless, for businesses wanting to try and just operate on a day-to-day basis, I'm thinking of hotels and restaurants and B&Bs who are perhaps trying to make bookings, etc. What could be the impact on rural businesses?
Well, I've recently come back from a trip up north where I had a fantastic holiday, but there were a few hotels that we found on our travels who actually weren't on the internet. And in 2016, when I'm booking my holiday, the first place I go is the internet.
Is the Scottish Government online to hit its target for the 2021 deadline for the whole of Scotland to have super fast broadband, in your opinion?
In my opinion, not if the Community Broadband Scotland initiative is part of that. I mean, the report says quite clearly that it is not fit for purpose. It has not really done the function that it was set up to do. And it's become a kind of aggregation procurement exercise rather than being there to support community projects. And so I can't see how that is going to help. I do think that there are ways that Scottish Government can reach those targets. And one of them is by working closely with communities. Rural communities have got a real vested interest in getting proper broadband for their areas. And it has to be of a sufficient speed. It's no point us upgrading people to 8 or 15 meg now when the cities are going to be having 100 meg by 2020. We've got to prevent this digital divide between urban and rural and make sure that we fix it now properly. So working in partnership with rural communities, what the report suggests is that if government focused its investment into the backbone infrastructure, the equivalent of the water mains, if you like, if the government fixed that bit and put that in to areas where it doesn't exist, we would find a boost to rural economies as small businesses would then be able to manage the connecting properties to that backhaul connectivity.
That was Amanda Burgar, who is chair of Scottish Rural Action. Well, a Scottish Government spokesperson has said that we welcome the publication of Scottish Rural Action's Broadband Working Group's report and their five key recommendations. As outlined in this week's programme for governments, this government has put digital connectivity at the heart of its agenda. We have committed to delivering 100% superfast broadband coverage for Scotland by the end of the next Parliament and will outline the next steps on this later this year. We do, however, recognise that more can and must be done to improve connectivity, particularly in our most remote and rural communities. And it goes on to say the Scottish Government commits to reflecting on the report and the recommendations therein and reporting back at October's Rural Parliament event in Brechin. So there you have it. That's the response from the Scottish Government. News, weather and travel follow very soon.